your father's father, first of all, if you don't mind.
He was
from the Alsace. Was he from the Alsace?
Oh. Alsace-Lorraine?
Is that right?
There's a little
he
place.
From Bern, Switzerland.
Bern, Switzerland. Well, you know more about it than I do.
And your father's mother was from Illinois, or?
Yes, as far as I would say, yes.
And your mother's parents from this area, too?
Yes.
From this county, in fact? Would they have come from the east?
It was right around Gridley, wasn't it?
Yes, he was right near here.
Both of them. Well, they've been here a long time. Your family's been in this area a long time, then.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, that's a question I have to ask later. I thought I'd just get it, ask it now. The meat that comes from the, now I've gotten both answers, the side or the belly, I'm not sure which, of the hog, is what you fix with eggs in the morning and have.
Bacon.
They used to call it side meat. In my mother's house, I think we'd say they're frying down the side meat part.
Older form would be side meat.
Speck, too. That was a familiar.
Speck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was very.
In fact, our neighbor across the alley said that the other year when he was talking about they're going to have speck for dinner.
That would, your mother might have said that.
Yes, uh-huh, my mother's people and so on.
And the hard, or rather the tough part, up on the outside of the bacon, you call the slice. The what?
The rind.
Okay. Now, if you let milk stand a while, it gets kind of thick. You might have a bowl of this stuff. It's kind of good.
We call it sour milk.
Not curdled milk, or is that the same thing?
I think it is.
Yeah,
uh-huh. I think it
but
is.
But you wouldn't call it, you'd say sour milk.
You'd say sour
milk. Or not Bonnie Clapper or anything.
We didn't use that. It was sour milk.
And then, of course, the next stage turns into a commercial product today, cottage cheese, I guess.
Yeah, and then they used to, our German relatives would say Smearkäse a lot.
That's an older form.
Yes. We've called it cottage cheese now here for a long time.
It's pretty hard to, and commercial things being what they are, to retain nut curds and whey or anything like that. Now, with cranberries, you can eat them, cook them, and eat them pretty much, cook them with sugar and eat them that way, or you can make something else out of them.
Jelly.
You might call that jelly cranberry.
Sauce.
Okay. Have you ever put any this sauce, not with cranberries, but a sauce on pudding?
Yes, cottage pudding we called it.
And any other name for the sauce, or would you just call it sauce and put on, you call it dip or anything like that? Dope?
Yes, Mom had dip for the muffins. I saw in her recipe book she called it dip for the muffins.
Part of my family, they put dope on ice cream and make a sundae.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Southern Ohio expression. From Northern Ohio, but they came from Southern Ohio. Now, if you eat a little bit between meals, you might call it a
lunch.
I'd be interested if at any time you have disagreements on any of these. I mean, that you don't. I don't want to start a fight, but if you don't have the same word. You have any other word for that besides a lunch? You might have a little.
Well, snacks now, the kids say, but.
Lunch is still perhaps the one you'd use most commonly.
We would, yeah.
They would, in the harvest field, we'd take lunch out to them, you know.
That wouldn't be the noon meal.
No, that was between meal, the lunch. And then there was dinner and supper yet.
Alright. Somebody asks you, when did you eat? You answer, and the answer is 6 o'clock. You say, we, at 6 o'clock, we.
Ate.
And somebody says, how often have you
eaten? But eaten, I guess, is way back when. I
That's
don't think we
did
ever.
Did your parents say eaten?
No, not my parents, but I. Seems to me I.
Mm-hmm.